This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he agreed to the parameters of a possible mission of the International Atomic Energy Agency to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant at talks on Thursday with Turkey's leader and the UN Secretary General. Following talks in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv, Zelensky told a news conference that Russia should immediately withdraw its forces from the nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. He also criticized deliberate Russian attacks on the facility. Ukraine and Russia accuse each other of targeting the biggest nuclear plant in Europe, which Russia seized last March. The two leaders also discussed grain exports after a deal brokered by the UN and Turkey allowed their resumption this month. Meanwhile, a Russian cargo ship, allegedly carrying stolen Ukrainian grain, has reached Syria, Kyiv's embassy in Beirut said Thursday, the latest in a series of contested shipments arriving in the war-torn country. The embassy said in a statement to AFP that the ship was carrying, quote, grains that were plundered and illegally transported by the Russian occupation authorities, end quote, adding that the vessel was initially destined for the Lebanese port of Tripoli. Ukraine has repeatedly accused Russian forces of ransacking its grain warehouses since they invaded the country in late February. The embassy statement came as another cargo ship carrying the first shipment of grain allowed to leave Ukraine under a UN-backed deal reportedly unloaded its cargo at the Syrian port of Tartus, which is managed by a Russian firm. Flash floods triggered by heavy rains continue to tear up homes across Sudan this week, with the number of dead rising to 66 since the start of the rainy season, an official said. For context, more than 80 people were killed last year in flood-related incidents during the rainy season. This is VOA News. A New Zealand family found the human remains of two children in suitcases they purchased from abandoned goods at a storage unit. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has the grisly details.
The family had bought the household items in an online auction and picked them up last week. Speaking on New Zealand television, TVNZ, at a news conference, Detective Inspector Tofilo Vailua confirmed the bodies found were of young children between the ages of 5 to 10 years old.
Early indications suggest these children may have been deceased for a number of years before being found last week. We also believe these suitcases have been in storage for a number of years.
The detective also emphasized that the buyers of the suitcase had nothing to do with the deaths and had been understandably distressed by their discovery. The homicide investigation is still in its early stages, but Vailua confirmed that it will be rigorous.
This includes establishing where, when, and how.
Police have also contacted Interpol, which may suggest potential suspects are now living abroad. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rudy Giuliani was at a courthouse Wednesday as a special grand jury investigates possible illegal attempts to influence the 2020 election in the southern U.S. state of Georgia. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Giuliani spoke with AP reporter Larry Neumeister at JFK Airport as he returned to New York, providing few details after hours of questioning before the grand jury in Atlanta.
The district attorney said at the end, Mr. Giuliani has satisfied his obligation under the subpoena. So I was very happy that I satisfied my obligation.
Giuliani was pushed through the terminal in a wheelchair and confirmed it was his first plane trip since heart stent surgery in early July. His attorney, Bob Costello, did not address whether his client declined to answer any questions, but said the 5.5-hour session went well with no disputes. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis opened the investigation after the disclosure of a phone call between Donald Trump and Georgia election official Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's one of several investigations into Trump's actions in office as the former president lays the groundwork for another run at the White House. I'm Jennifer King.
Attorneys for many of the largest media companies in the U.S. will ask a federal judge Thursday to make public the affidavit supporting the search warrant served on former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago retreat. They argue that it would help the public determine if the Justice Department had legitimate reasons for that search. Attorneys for the Justice Department argue in a court filing that the investigation into Trump's handling of highly classified material is ongoing and the document contains sensitive information about witnesses. FBI agents searched Trump's Florida estate August 8th. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.